I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Bishop Henderson III of Hobbs is a free man today after a 5th District jury acquitted him on Monday of triple murder charges stemming from a house party in Hobbs in August of 2019. Justin Dominguez, the chief investigator and public information officer for the 5th Judicial DA's office, elaborates.
The jury went into deliberation around 2:30 this afternoon, and they were in deliberation for approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes before they returned with a not guilty verdict on all counts.
Still, three people are dead. Dominguez could not comment on what the DA's office next move will be to bring the killer or killers to justice.
And, all we can hope is that we do our best with the information that's provided to us and the evidence that we have to prosecute these cases.
The Eddy County Sheriff's Office School Resource Officer received a report of a student with a gun at Alta Vista Middle School in Carlsbad around 2:30 p.m. on Monday. According to a press release by the Eddy County Sheriff's Office, the school was immediately placed on lockdown as deputies and officers with the Carlsbad Police Department immediately began a comprehensive investigation into the allegation to ensure the safety of students, teachers, and staff. The lockdown was lifted around 3:20 p.m. after law enforcement officers verified that there was no threat at the school. The incident is still under investigation. The New Mexico Commercial Real Estate Development Association held its candidate forum on Monday, but Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham did not show up. Republican candidate for Governor Mark Ronchetti was there. NAOP described as a nonpartisan pro-business voice for the business community. The governor declined to participate in Monday's forum, which surprised NAOP leadership. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.